Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike DiTeglio along with my tag team partner today, Cullen Steele, and on the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line from Tiger Rag Magazine, and soon to be one of the new members of the Louisiana Sports Hall of Fame, Glenn Gilbo. Gilbo, thanks so much for joining me this afternoon.
Thanks, Mike. I appreciate you having me, man.
Glenn, I'm going to ask you, because I told this to Cullen, I wasn't sure. Have you covered all eight national championships in baseball for LSU?
No, I didn't get all eight of them. I've gotten six of them. I didn't cover the first one because we had budget cuts at the Alexandria Town Talk. And then in 96, I was not covering LSU at the time. I was in Mobile covering Alabama and Auburn. I didn't go that year, but I was covering Alabama in 97, and I've made every other one.
Well, listen, you got six of the eight, man. That's
yeah,
a big chunk.
That's a big chunk of it.
Let's peel back a couple days to Saturday, and we've talked about it on Sports Talk, what happened Wednesday night, and certainly that signature moment in the ninth inning and seeing how dramatics played out. But what Kate Anderson did Saturday, that has to go down as one of the great performances in LSU baseball history.
Yeah, there's no question about it. And you know, he had a – the umpire was calling a tight strike zone that day, and he walked five people and hit two batters. That's the most free bases he's ever given in his career, most walks as well. And he was able to overcome that, and he pitched. There was only one inning when he didn't have anybody on base, you know, and he struck out to end innings like four or five times with men on base. So he's just a stud, you know, and he's an interesting guy because he's really slightly built, you know. He's very thin, and I mean, he's in great shape, but he's thin size wise, and he's kind of like Greg Maddux, you know, who was not a big guy either, but was a little more solidly built than Cade. He looks like he still needs to fill out, you know, but but he's you know, he's only 20 here, 21 maybe. So, but he's going to be a great pitcher in the majors.
Yeah, and he looks like he probably solidified his ranking as the first overall pick in the 2025 Major League Baseball draft. You brought that up about size. First time Paul Skeens gets to LSU, and I meet up with Jay Johnson. He says, have you met Paul Skeens yet? I said, no, I haven't. Man, he introduced me, and, you know, listen, I'm not the tallest guy in the world. And, man, it's like, whoa. Is he playing baseball or is he on the basketball team? I mean, he's a big dude. You look at Cade and, you know, he's tall, but he's real thin. And as you put it, certainly had to fill out. One of the things I know you and I have talked about throughout the year is that every team is built a little bit different. in baseball. It, you know, and with Skip's teams, they were really dominated a lot with long ball hitting, kind of the guerrilla baseball that we kind of grown to understand was LSU baseball. But this team, Glenn, really was built more like some of the really good Paul Maneri teams of the past, in that it was about defense, it was about pitching, got timely hitting, and maybe some of those teams didn't have sports luck, and I think you got to have that. But I think the build of this team, got to give Jay Johnson a lot of credit. He played to the strength of that.
Yeah, that's a good comparison, because Maneri a couple times had guys that were really good infielders at third base but couldn't hit, which is what we saw with Michael Braswell this year, though he hit last year. But really, people forget about Skip's early teams. They were very pitching-oriented. His 91 team, there were six pitchers off of that to go to the majors, as the 89 team at 93. Then the Gorilla Ball was later. And then his 2000 team, he had great pitchers. But this team is really, very good pitching, top-heavy, obviously. They probably had the best 1-2 starters in the country. And then the bullpen got better as the season went on, and then he had a great freshman in Cason Evans, and Zach Cowan was very good reliever as well. And then Chase Shores developed late into a very good reliever. Like Skip, Nate Yeske's pitchers got better as the season went on. And then not a lot of home runs on this team, but they hit through the lineup. You know, and none of his and his players had slumps here and there, but never at the same time. You know, he'd always have maybe one guy off, but somebody else carried him, you know. And they had some games where they didn't score many runs, like just the other night where they won 1-0. But they just knew how to win. You know, they just know how to win. I compared them to Alabama football. LSU baseball is Alabama football. They just know how to pull out games.
Glenn.
Not this year's Alabama football team.
yeah. We're talking about Saban's.
Saban and Bear Bryant. Yeah. Saban and Bear Bryant teams installing somewhat. Those teams.
Yeah, absolutely.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Glenn, you've kind of seen the transition here, and you talk about Bear, and Skip Bertman's the Bear Bryant of college baseball.
Yeah, I mean, right. And then Jay is going to be the next Nick Saban. You watch.
Yeah, it would seem to be. Now Ron Polk won a lot of games, but he didn't maybe have kind of that name on the marquee that Bryant did, and that flair that Bryant did with it. And Polk was tremendously successful at Mississippi State. But how much harder it is to win in the SEC today in comparison to the early years of Burtman, you can't compare if you haven't been around to see it, because there were maybe a handful of teams that were really good. Today, there's just a couple of three teams that are bad. Everybody's really good in the SEC. To get out of that gauntlet is a huge task, and then to continue that winning throughout the series.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, even Skip would talk about that. Like, when him and Pope were coaching, there were so many SEC baseball programs that didn't take the sport seriously, and therefore they didn't really have very good coaches, you know. So in a way, it was kind of easy for Skip and Ron back then. But then, you know, in Skip's later years, like in the 90s, the SEC started getting better, and now, you know, Maneri and Jay, I mean, they're dealing with, you know, just SEC baseball is really, it's probably been better than SEC football overall. And I mean, you had so many teams get in, and then, you know, it's been like basketball, but for consistently for more than 10, 15 years, SEC baseball has been the best.
Clint, when you look at this team, and certainly full credit, and you win the national championship and you go through all the parades and all the glory with it, but you know what's going to happen 24 hours from now. Everybody's going to say, well, what about next year? What's going to happen? So you know you're not going to have Cade. You're not going to have Anthony Ianson. Chase Shores is not going to stick around. Jared Jones is not going to be here. So a little bit of a synopsis of what you see, because I think the pitching again will be a strong point of this 2026 team for LSU with the recruiting they've done, and they're going to go out in the portal and get others. But you just saw some of the young arms, and sometimes it was a flash, but sometimes you saw the reality that this team is going to be in the hunt again in 2026.
Yeah, I think so. I think this is a better team coming back than came back after 23. I mean, you got a Friday night starter in Cason Evans who's coming back. He's going to be a sophomore. Chase Shores probably ought to think about coming back for his junior year, but he's a redshirt sophomore, so he may enter the draft. He probably made some money just in the last couple of weeks, but he could be in that rotation. Zach Cowan is probably coming back. He could be a great reliever again. Cooper Williams could be in the rotation. He's going to be a sophomore. And William Schmidt has been ticketed for that rotation, but he's got to find the plate better. He's got to develop some. But Nate Yeske is a great pitching coach, and I think he'll get William turned around, because Cade Anderson at this time last year was not seen as the stud he became. He had a 27 ERA in SEC games last year in 24, and he was starting to come around late. But Nate Yeske can work some wonders with these guys, and they got Maverick Rizzi, who will be a sophomore. He really showed some flashes, and Jaden Newt may come back. Gavin Guidry is likely to be back as a senior. He was their best reliever in 23 and 24 before he got hurt this past year. Devin Sheeran is another guy coming off an injury. So they're going to be pretty good at with the pitching staff. And they returned some decent offense, too.
You brought him up, and I was going to ask, because I think, you know, the guy that does it now, he gets a little bit of it now more and more because of the success of the pitchers, of what we've seen with Coleman and Shores and Ianson over the last couple of weeks, and also Zach Cowan. But, man, what Nate Yeske has done, as a pitching coach. Because, you know, your job as a coach is to take talented guys and elevate their game. And Yeske's done exactly that. What a great hire by Jay Johnson and Nate Yeske.
Right, and I think what really helped, too, is that Nate Yeske is the first pitching coach Jay had for two straight years at LSU, and I just think that really helps with the turnover and improvement from one year to the next for LSU's pitchers like Cade Anderson, you know. And then, and look, he really helped develop Anthony Ionson as well. And just like Skip, the pitchers just get so much better late in the season because he's trying those guys out during the season, and they may lose a game here and there and you know, not have a better overall record, but the reward of that is greater because those guys are better at the end of the season instead of just pitching a few guys all year.
I don't know if this is the right kind of answer to it, but when the World Series lineup sort of got started and you knew who was going to Omaha, I looked at that, and I'll be honest, Gilbo, my first thought is Arkansas is the most talented team still standing. And I really thought this would be their year. It goes to show you sometimes it's not all about talent, because all those teams, when you get up to that point, the talent level between them is all sort of marginal. But it was critical moments, critical times. What? How bad can it get? Can you imagine doing Sports Talk Radio in Little Rock and Fayetteville over the last week and having to see how it fell apart for them? But your thoughts, was that in your mind too, that when they went to Omaha that Arkansas looked to be the best team in the country?
Yeah, well, a lot of the media that cover LSU on a daily basis all picked Arkansas to win the World Series. Glenn West, who's been on your show, he's the only one that picked LSU. I picked LSU to get to the finals but lose to Carolina. So I got that one wrong. But, no, you know, Skip used to talk about it. You got to break through the pressure barrier. And Arkansas has never been able to break through the pressure barrier in Omaha. They've got to Omaha a bunch of times, and you know, they came from a foul pop catch away from winning it all in 2018. But, yeah, this team probably overall probably had more talent than LSU. But they couldn't quite get it done, and you know, they kind of choked it there in the ninth inning, and LSU was choking a little bit too. You know, they dropped the double play ball at first base. Jared Jones did. They messed up a couple of bunts, but they were able to overcome that and pull it out at the end, just like Alabama. That's why I wrote about that last week.
Clint, we're gonna go to break, and we come back. You got an honor that's coming to you, well-deserved, that you're going to be going into the Louisiana Sports Hall of Fame. And so I want to talk to you about that.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.